Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Roots. The Roots, the Roots, the Roots on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, December 5th. Moving right along, we're almost in 2024, we're almost to Christmas, we're almost to New Year's, 2023 is almost in the books, and I expect 2024 to be without a doubt the most exciting year in the history of the world. Even nothing that happened during 4 years of World War II will match what we're about to experience. Nothing that happened during the Cold War or the Cuban Missile Crisis will match what we experienced. I don't know if anything that happened in the Civil War or the American Revolution will match what we're about to experience, but I predict 2024 will be the wildest year in the history of America and the world. A lot of bad things about to happen, and maybe some really good things, too. Because in the end, I believe in God. I really do. And I believe that God is on our side. I believe God loves America. I believe God loves people with conservative values and capitalist values and views. And I believe that God will always help us win. The only question is, how long does it take? You know, I'm not unrealistic. People say that, and they go, oh, God's on our side. Well, God was on the Jews' side, too. First 6 million Jews had to die in the Holocaust. Then he helped them. And he only helped them because the United States entered the war. That was the help. And won the war. And 500,000 Americans had to die to finally defeat the German Empire. So, as a Jew, I'm always kind of cynical, but I believe strongly in God. I'm cynical that, you know, God has his own definition of time. And it could be 20 years before we win. And during those 20 years, 80 million of us may die. But eventually, we will win. But I think we'll win in 2024. I really do. I really do believe that Trump is sweeping to victory, and the Democrats' only chance now is to get rid of Joe Biden, and there's just nobody really to replace him that I think would be even capable of beating Trump other than Michelle Obama. That's it. That's it. And that may be what they have planned for the Chicago convention. I don't know. I've said from the beginning it's pretty weird that Democrats picked Chicago as the site of their convention because don't political parties always choose a state that's in play, a battleground state that's in play, so they can have the convention there and get people excited, lots of news media, and next thing you know, that state falls to that party. You know, it votes for that party. But why would you pick Chicago, Illinois for the Democrat convention? It's already 100% Democrat state. So why pick it unless it's the coronation of Michelle Obama? That's the only thing that keeps nagging at me as a possibility as to how Trump could actually still lose this election. Because the American people are all in for Trump. There's no question about that. And he's got this over Joe Biden. And nobody's voting for Joe Biden except people that are completely blind, deaf, and dumb and completely on welfare for their lives and for the rest of their lives. That's the only people even thinking of voting Democrat anymore. And illegal aliens. And that's the Democrats' secret weapon. Just keep leaving the borders open and let them all come in. Wave them in. Invite them in. Welcome them in. And just let them keep coming in waves and waves of hundreds of thousands and millions and register them to vote. This is where some Republicans are either liars or morons or delusional or naive. Do you not believe illegals are voting? Of course illegals are voting. And will all the millions of new ones coming in vote? I don't know, but some of them will. But at this point, you know, you might have 20 million new ones since Biden became president. But before that, you had millions more that came in under Obama and a few that even got in under Trump. And all of them are registered to vote at this point.
So even if you don't get the new $20 million or $30 million under Biden, you're going to get the ones that came in 10 years before that registered to vote. And I'm sure you'll get some of the new ones registered to vote. That's the Democrats' goal in life. That's what George Soros is paying for. All the globalist communist billionaire scumbags are paying huge money to bring the illegals in and register them to vote. And that's what's going on. All right, there's an article here by a guy I've actually never heard of, John Daniel Davidson, but he sounds like me. He says, Democrats are afraid Trump will do to them what they've already done to him. Exactly. That's what I say on the show almost every day. That's exactly right. Great article. Great title. That's exactly right. That's the fear of Democrats. Oh, my gosh, Trump's going to use the government to go after traitors. But didn't Democrats already use the government to go after not a traitor, a patriot named Donald J. Trump? They weaponized the government to go after good guys. Not just Trump. Everyone around Trump. Everyone in Trump's orbit. And all the January 6ers. It's all fake fraud news. Fake fraud laws. Fake fraud indictments. Fake fraud convictions. They used the government to go after their political opposition. Now they're afraid Trump will use the government to go after his political opposition. They're afraid he's coming after them. How many movies have you seen like that, right? I can't think of one offhand, but a movie where at some point everyone is cocky, and then at some point after all their lieutenants get murdered, the Mafia Don starts to realize they're coming for him, and now he knows he's the hunted one. Well, of course nobody wants that. You know, you killed 80 people in the Gambino crime family. You're the Colombo family. You think everything's fine. And then when they kill 20 of your best bodyguards and you realize they're coming for you, now you ask for a truce. Oh, come on. Come on. We need a truce. It's like Gaza. You know, it's Hamas kills 1,400 Jews, slaughters them, murders them, gang rapes them, shoots women in the back of the head after they gang rape them, burns babies to death, cuts babies' heads off. And then when the Jews come after them and start killing them, oh, we need a ceasefire. We need peace. Come on, forgive us. Let's have peace now. Sorry, the time for peace is over. Now we're just going to kill you all. It's like a scene out of a movie. We're going to kill you all in The Godfather. You know, Al Pacino always wanted revenge. Remember that scene where they killed like 8 people in the same scene? Baptism scene, right. I always loved the one where the guy got locked into the revolving door and his eyes go wide open and they shoot him to death in the revolving door. I love that. Oh, that's cool. That's what's going to happen to all you liberals. You're scared to death. Trump is coming to get you. No one's going to kill you like in The Godfather. They're going to put you on trial, and then you're going to be convicted of treason, and then you're going to Guantanamo for the rest of your life. And you're scared to death that Trump's going to do to you what you tried to do to him. Why should we stop now? Why didn't you stop? Here's another great example of why they're scared. FBI's attack on pro-life Catholics is what you get in Biden's America, Jim Jordan warns. House GOP report says the FBI interviewed a priest, a church choir director, ahead of the anti-Catholic memo. They came after you and they're coming after the Jews. All across America, everyone coming for the Jews is a liberal, is a leftist, is a communist, is a socialist. And the ones coming after Catholics are leftists, communists, Democrats, socialists, globalists. So now Jews and Catholics can band together. We've got something in common. Someone they hate. The DOJ, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, the FBI, this entire weaponized government. Filthy dogs, all of them. And I love dogs, so excuse me. Sorry, Bubba. Sorry for that comparison. Dogs are much better than you people. Now you tell him, Bubba. You tell him. Bubba's like, I'm nice. You're not. You're scum. Communist scum. Bubba's a conservative, I'm telling you. Bubba's a conservative Catholic, I swear. A conservative Catholic. That's what he is, a conservative Catholic. He goes to church on Sunday morning. He takes the wafer. Every time. He never turns it down. Can you imagine the FBI went after pro-life Catholics? Can you imagine? Just picture the headline. Trump goes after blacks. Trump goes after Muslims. Trump orders the FBI to watch blacks. Wow, that would go over real well in America, wouldn't it? Oh, man. You know what organization I'm about to start? I have my lawyer filling out the paperwork right now. Jewish Lives Matter. Wayne Root is going to be the leader of Jewish Lives Matter. I've had it with this bullspit. Think I'm kidding? I'm being serious. I'm starting the organization, Jewish Lives Matter. JLM. Forget BLM. It's JLM time. Jewish Lives Matter. And I'm going to be in the media day and night defending the Jews. Because all this is jealousy. The Jewish people are successful. They make money. They've got money. They're educated. And you're just all jealous because you're not. You're just angry because you're not. Well, you know what? Jews have nothing magical. Just go work. Go get educated. Work your ass off all day long. You'll do just fine in America. It's a great country. Follow capitalism. Great country. You should be jealous. I gave motivational speeches all around the world. The number one rule, study the people who are successful and model them. You should be wanting to be like Jews, not hate Jews. Stupidest philosophy I've ever heard. I wanted to be like Trump. I studied Trump. I emulated Trump. And now I'm successful because Trump taught me the rules of success. I didn't hate Trump. I wasn't jealous of Trump. I didn't want to put Trump in prison. I didn't want to kill Trump like all you crazy people that are celebrating Hamas killing 1,400 Jews. You got no shot in life if that's what you believe in. None. You're going to be losers your whole life. You're going to be poor your whole life. You're going to have nothing your whole life if that's your philosophy. Wayne Allen Root, Jewish Lives Matter. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard part right now. They're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
President Biden recently released a
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. Score Blue is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's the new Little Blue Pill from the makers of Viagra. It's better than the original Viagra. And it's the price is insanely low, just $5 a pill rather than the $80 or $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And here's the thing. You know, I'm the guy who wrote the Great Patriot Boycott book. I don't want you to buy from woke liberal companies like Pfizer, but you're not buying from a woke liberal company. Instead of buying your Viagra from Pfizer, buy from Score Blue, which is owned by one of my best friends, who's a huge Republican conservative, America First MAGA supporter, and Trump warrior. So you're spending your money with a true blue patriot. This Score Blue product available exclusively from the number one rated online ED service in the country, scoreblue.com. No one else has permission to sell this little blue pill, only Score Blue. It is the only authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything except, of course, the price. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, and you know you're buying from a company run by a conservative patriot, best friend of war, go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com. You're going to score because you're buying it from a great conservative patriot. Scoreblue.com, promo code WAR to get 20% off. All right. Shock video. Smuggler stands on U.S. soil as he helps illegal aliens rush through a hole in the border wall in Arizona while Border Patrol agents do absolutely nothing. This has become a common occurrence in Lukeville, Arizona. Last week, a smuggler directed a massive group of illegals through the border wall and taunted patrol agents. Fox News captured hordes of illegals running through a hole in the border wall. or cameras are rolling in Lukeville, Arizona, as groups of illegal immigrants rush through a breach in the border wall as Border Patrol and federal contractors were trying to fix it. Their human smuggler then shrugs at our cameras and salutes us, and cuts and breaches are all over the wall here, says Fox News reporter Bill Milugan on X. One human smuggler stood on the U.S. side of the border as he recorded the illegals jumping through the hole in the border wall. Another mass smuggler on the Mexican side taunted Fox News reporters. He shrugged his shoulders and saluted the Fox News crew after he helped a group of illegals through the border wall. U.S. Border Patrol agents did absolutely nothing to the human smuggler who stood on U.S. soil. The cartel smugglers are in charge. I mean, who thinks this is good? Who thinks this is great for America? Is anybody? Only a person who's on the payroll of the Mexican drug cartel. And I've said this, I sniffed this out 10 years ago. I said Democrats are on the payroll of the Mexican drug cartel. Senator Dick Durbin, yesterday I told you he's a dirty dick, because he would not allow the manifest listing the names of the people on the Jeffrey Epstein Lolita plane flights to his island, his disgraceful island, where they raped young girls. And Dick Durbin refused to release the list. You know why? Well, I guess because he's on it. Or I guess because his donors are on it. Or I guess because his best friends are on it. Or I guess the biggest people that make the Democrat Party go are on it. And maybe Dick's on it with them. So he's a dirty dick. But Senator Dick Durbin, listen to this, proposes allowing illegal immigrants to join the U.S. military as a pathway to citizenship. Gee, let's have people who are illegally in the United States that broke the law, criminals, in the military. Smart, isn't it? It's really smart. And that goes with this column. U.S. students' math scores dropped to lowest levels ever in global education assessment as millions of illegals flood over the border. So there's two parts to dissect in this story. One, Democrats want everyone dumb. Dumb as a doorknob. You know, like Kamala Harris. They want you really dumb like Kamala Harris. And by the way, just so no one can ever accuse me of being racist, because I couldn't care less about Kamala's skin color. She's just dumb. But as dumb as Gavin Newsom. He's white. I'm telling you, he's dumb. I saw him in the debate against DeSantis. I watched the highlights. He's dumb. He's as dumb as Kamala. He's as dumb as John Kerry. Three of them together. The three musketeers. Blind, deaf, and dumb. John Kerry and Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom. But they want everybody dumb as a doorknob so that you'll vote Democrat. And they also want you dumb so you can't make money, so you got to take welfare and food stamps so you'll vote Democrat. Keep getting the checks coming. Keep the checks coming. And then they also ignore the fact that our border is being flooded by illegals, and the cost we figured out now is about $500 billion a year. To be exact, $451 million a year, $451 billion a year, $500 billion a year on illegals. What have we spent on an education to educate the youth of America to be smart instead of stupid? Wow, what a country we're living in. And it's all because of Democrats, and nobody gets it because they made you dumb.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
War now.
U.S. USA News update. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is releasing his hold on certain military promotions, despite the Pentagon's abortion policy remaining unchanged.
They didn't get what they wanted. We didn't get what we wanted. And, you know, just, when you change the rules, it's hard to win.
He said he will only obstruct promotions for four-star generals and officers. The Israel-Hamas conflict in its 60th day, with Israeli forces conducting a ground assault in southern Gaza, targeting suspected hiding places of Hamas leaders. The United Nations has issued a warning of an escalating humanitarian crisis as the campaign in the region persists. In the most recent indication of a cooling labor market, job openings reached a two-year low in October. According to new government data, there were slightly over 8.7 million vacancies during the month. This marks a decrease of over 600,000 openings, surpassing expectations for a significant drop. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
is on fire. Welcome back. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. This war is Wayne Allen Root. Let's go to war. First of all, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. We're in so much trouble. Obviously, we're in a communist globalist takeover of the United States. The enemies of America are within. But you already know that, so I want to bring you solutions. So here's a good one. I have a survival food product for all of you. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best. I won't stop you. Keep praying for the best, hoping for the best. But you got to prepare for the worst. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life, premium Texas beef only, no beef crumbles like all the other survival food companies. So when the day comes you need your survival food, you're going to want to throw up because it tastes like crap. This tastes delicious. I opened the bag and tried it. All it is premium Texas beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever, only one ingredient, premium beef for survival food in case of emergency. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. All right, my guest is here, Scott McKay. He's the author of a new book, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's all Obama. He's a columnist for American Spectator, and boy, is this a topic in my wheelhouse, because I was Barack Obama's Columbia University college classmate, class of 83, who's always quoted in every article about Obama, and I always say he was never there. He's the Manchurian candidate. He's a communist. He was sent to destroy this country by the deep state or communist enemies, and so I've got the right guy, Scott McKay. You're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Wayne, I think you do have the right guy.
Yeah, and we both have the wrong guy for America, Barack Obama.
Well, yeah, and we still have him, which is a problem. One of the things about this book is you shouldn't get the impression that just because it talks a lot about the 8 years Obama was president that it was a history book, because it's not. Because, we're dealing with pretty much the Obama redux presidency of Joe Biden, and all of the things that happened over the 8 years of Obama's time in office have now metastasized into things that are worse now. And the book talks a lot about that.
But Scott, I think it's Obama's third term. Don't you agree? I mean, I think this is basically Obama. He's calling the shots, I think, very clearly.
Well, the argument isn't really so much whether it's Obama's third term as whether it's his fourth. Because he spent basically 4 years running a shadow government while Trump was president in terms of all of the deep state operatives that were, had been embedded in the government. And, we spent 2 years, Trump's first 2 years, with him basically sandbagged with the Mueller investigation. And then, at the end, you saw how deep this thing was when you had these 51 intelligence community spooks come out and lie to the American people and say that, the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. I mean, that is something that has never happened before in American history. And I don't think it's been given quite as much emphasis or understanding as it deserved.
Right. And I think if you look at Trump's problems, I think all of them, including right now, I'll bet you that all four indictments are being directed by Barack Obama.
There's no reason to think that that's not true. Remember, Barack Obama left office in January of 2017, and instead of going home, he moved across town to a mansion in Colorama, where the limousines have been dropping people off, on the hour for the last, 4 years, to talk about the future of the country, and not in any sort of academic sense. I mean, a year and change ago when Obama showed back up at the White House, it was such an in-your-face demonstration of who the boss actually was, right? I mean, you remember the video from that. Here's Joe Biden kind of walking around.
Alone.
He's walking around and he can't even strike up a conversation with anybody. He's the president of the United States in the White House, and everybody's mobbing Obama. I mean, it was so obvious that this guy is still the active ingredient in American politics in such a way that, nobody voted for that, right? They voted for Joe Biden as a sort of this moderate centrist who was going to sort of reset the country back to 2007. And instead, what you got was absolute, you know, the worst excesses of from Obama's the back of his brain being played out in front of the American people.
Yeah, and you mentioned obvious. To me, it was always obvious. We're talking to Scott McKay, who's the author of the new book, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's all Obama. It was obvious to me from the first days of Obama that he was not a fan of Israel and that he probably hated the Jews. And all of a sudden, the other day, my old friend who I spar with on the show a lot, Alan Dershowitz, came out and said, Obama always hated the Jews, and you always hated Israel, and I'm ashamed I ever voted for you, and I'm ashamed I ever was naive enough to believe in you. You hate the Jews. And I just thought that was interesting, because here's a guy, I don't know where he was born, I never got involved in the birth certificate stuff, but I always said that he was certainly a fact. He was raised in Indonesia, which is the biggest Muslim country in the world, and he went to madrasas, Muslim schools, and at the time, you have to sign an affidavit that you are Muslim, in fact, or you can't go to public schools in Indonesia. So I would argue that he was taught to hate the Jews of Israel. And I think it's very clear Alan Dershowitz finally got it.
Well, you know, I don't know that we can necessarily say for sure that he learned how to hate Jews when he was in Indonesia. I think when he went to Colombia and supposedly studied under Edward Said, who is a radical Palestinian, pro-Hamas academic, and then back in Chicago when he was buddies with Rashid Khalidi, who's another, you know, radical pro-Hamas, Palestinian academic. And in fact, if you'll remember, there was that big controversy, about how there's video of Rashid Khalidi's going away party when he got a job at Columbia. And, you know, all these people showed up and there was this, you know, couple speeches made, and supposedly, you know, those speeches were so virulently anti-Israel and anti-Semitic that it would have totally torched Obama's chances to ever be president. You know, that video is stuck in a vault in the Los Angeles Times' archives, and they won't turn it loose. So, you know, we don't know the truth about exactly how bad this was before Obama got in office. But what we do know is, you know, how he acted toward Israel when he was president, which, you know, this thing that you see, and like you see it over and over again, which is that Hamas starts a war with Israel and then proceeds to lose badly. And then all of a sudden, particularly Democrat presidents, and this is, you know, an Obama Democrat special, which is, you know, you go in and you try to stop the Israelis from winning. So, you know, everybody knows Hamas needs to be cleaned out if there's ever going to be peace, and they keep stopping the Israelis from doing it. Obama did it several times, and now Biden's doing it today.
Biden or Obama, depending on who's the real president. Yeah, I called him O'Biden, right? It's O'Biden. It's the Biden administration, but it's clearly Obama calling the shots. And you can't listen to a word Biden says when he acts like he's so pro-Israel, because on one hand, on one breath, he's acting pro-Israel and he's supporting them. And then on the other, he's begging for a ceasefire and he's doing things behind the scenes like giving money to Iran in the billions, and Iran uses the money to kill Jews in Israel and Americans around the world. So, I mean, just watch, you know, I had a great friend, Scott. He was raised in Nebraska, and his common sense father was a farmer and said, never listen to what a man says, watch what he does, right?
That's
and so
right.
Biden sounds like he's the most pro-Jewish, pro-Israel guy in the world, but the reality is he gives billions of dollars to Iran to use to fund terrorism all over the world. So don't watch or don't listen to what he says, watch what he does.
Well, I would turn this back into, you know, you're right. And in Joe Biden's more lucid moments, he may very well want to be pro-Israel, but he's not who matters, right? It's all Obama, right? Like everything that you talked about, you know, the money going to Iran and all of these different, like, inexplicable foreign policy decisions, or at least they would be inexplicable if they weren't direct metastasizations of things that Barack Obama got going as president. All of this stuff with Iran is a continuation of the crazy Iran nuclear deal and the pallets full of money that we dropped, you know, off in Tehran from U.S. Air Force jets back in the time that Obama was president. Like, this has been going on for a long time. We had a brief respite in the 4 years of Trump, But, you know, so long as Team Obama is running the country, you are going to get these things. And you're also going to get, you know, maybe the worst part of this entire debacle with Hamas and Gaza is the weaponization of our colleges against, you know, our people and our allies with these pro-Hamas marches and these crazy academics and the indoctrinated students that are in charge of this stuff.
Hey, Scott, it's all terrible. You said the weaponization of our colleges. What about the weaponization of our government against opponents of the man who's in office, right? I mean, it's sick. I mean, Biden wants to put you in prison if you're a real competitor that can beat him. And that's the only one that fits that definition is Donald Trump. He's trying to put the guy who's leading for president in prison for the rest of his life. That only happens in the Soviet Union or in Nazi Germany or in East Germany. You don't expect it in America. We've become a banana republic. We've become a communist tyrant state.
There's no question, and we talk all about that in the book because, again, that goes back to Barack Obama. You can go all the way back to his first election campaign in 1996 when his people invalidated the ballot petitions of all of his opponents for the state Senate, including the incumbent. They don't believe in fair elections. They believe in rigging them, and they've shown that over and over again.
A la 2020. Hey, Scott, we're on the run. He's the author of the new book, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's all Obama, and I agree wholeheartedly. I've said on this show every day for 3 years now. It's all Obama. It's all Obama. Every problem Trump has, Obama. Every problem America has, Obama. Who's the real president? Obama. Scott McKay has nailed it. His new book, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's all Obama. Thank you, Scott. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also, with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T.
Raw and unfiltered.
Every
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. By the way, it's rare you find something that Trump agrees with Ron DeSantis about. Man, those two hate each other, but they both agree that Florida State got screwed. Probably because, you know, Ron DeSantis, obviously the governor of Florida, but Donald Trump makes his home in Florida, and probably a lot of his friends at Mar-a-Lago are Florida State alumni or Florida State fans, and the whole state of Florida is angry that Florida State got left out of the national playoffs, even though they're 13-0. They're the only undefeated team in history to be left out of the playoffs. But they put in, you know, Texas and Alabama, along with undefeated 13-0 Washington, undefeated 13-0 Michigan. So it was a tough call, very tough call. I know, Michigan fight song, I get it. Michigan against Alabama, great game. And a really great game. And Washington against Texas will be a great game. And I think most people who are, you know, making the decisions felt that anyone who played Florida State would be a horrible game because they're playing with, you know, two legs tied behind their backs. They don't have a quarterback. They lost their first-string quarterback and maybe their second-string quarterback. The second-string quarterback was horrible. Then he got a concussion. Then they put in the third string, and he was even more horrible. So it was like they felt like it's not the same team that won the first 11 games versus the last two that were won just with defense and running, and they'd never be able to keep up with Michigan or any of the other undefeated teams. So I get why they did it. But I do feel bad for the Florida State kids. It's really a terrible thing to play your hearts out and go 13-0 and they leave you out. First time in history an undefeated team's left out. But, you know, this world is filled with controversy. Got to make decisions in life. Some of them are not pleasant. Some of them are strong. My show is all about strong opinions, telling it like it is, even if it offends somebody. They offended every Florida State fan, but they did what they thought would make for a better playoff. So we'll find out. We'll see. It would be interesting if the team that got in, really, because of all this, is probably Texas. And if they happen to get killed in their game, you know, if that happens in their game against Washington, and Florida State happens to upset Georgia, then we know they made the wrong choice, and Florida State will have the revenge, you know? Because that's another great game. Florida State 13-0 against 12-1 Georgia. Wow, what a game. Georgia, who until that one loss had been undefeated through, what, three football seasons? I think three. Right? This was their third almost undefeated season and almost their third national title in a row. Just unreal.
Unreal. Now they're going to play Florida State. So we'll find out if a team could play with a third-string quarterback against a great team. And I'm sure Florida, Georgia feels ripped off that they didn't get in, because a lot of people thought it would be Georgia and Alabama let in, you know, if they were going to leave out Florida State. So Texas really screwed over Georgia. So lots of teams feel like they have a reason to be bitter. That's why next year we move to a 12-team national playoff system, national championship playoff system, which should have been in effect all along. I argued that from day one. It should be a 12 or 16-team field. What a great December, January that would be. And we're going to start it next year. Z-Stack, Z-Shield, and Z-Flu are the sponsors of this show, all under the umbrella of ZStackLife.com. That's the website, ZStackLife.com. It was all developed by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko before his death. He worked tirelessly before his death to develop new products to protect you. His revolutionary ZStack product is based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. His ZShield product addresses dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chicken box, you know, they hide in your body until something horrible happens, like the COVID vaccine, and then they come roaring out. And now it's flu season. You need Dr. Zelenko's Z Flu, a delicious gummy formula to boost your immune system. And right now, if you go to ZStackLife.com and use the promo code WAR for a special discount just for my fans, you get Z-Stack, Z-Shield, and Z-Flu. Get them all together. That's ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR. I certainly can't let this hour go by without mentioning that it looks like we're going to get an impeachment inquiry starting next week. That was announced today. If I could find it, I don't see where it is. I got 100 sheets in front of me. It was announced today by the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. I can't find it now. I have no idea why, because it's certainly a huge... Oh, here it is. Speaker Johnson announces Biden impeachment inquiry vote to be held next week. I think that's great. I think that's absolutely wonderful. And I sure hope that they've got the balls to actually do it. More good news, by the way. I can't stand acting speaker before Mike Johnson was Patrick McHenry of South Carolina, a real rhino, and he just announced he's retiring from Congress. Goodbye. The rhinos are leaving because they know they're going to get beaten by Trumpers. So we got rid of a great, you know, when I say great, I don't mean great as in wonderful. I mean great as in a larger-than-life rhino, a big-time rhino, is gone. And I think that's great. And here's another one. I mentioned before that Senator Dick Durbin proposed allowing illegal immigrants to join the U.S. military. Now the Biden administration opposes a bill that prevents federal lands from being turned into migrant camps. So the Biden administration is saying, we want to turn federal lands into migrant camps. They're opposing a bill that prevents federal lands from being turned into migrant camps for illegal aliens. It's H.R. 5283. They strongly oppose it. Under the measure, the use of federal funds to provide temporary shelter to illegal immigrants would be prohibited. And it would encompass lands falling under the jurisdiction of the National Park Service, Bureau of Land Management, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and U.S. Forest Service. And, of course, you know, I think that's a great bill. And, of course, Biden opposes it. Everything in life that every patriot believes is great is opposed by the communists running our country, Joe Biden and his boss, Barack Hussein Obama.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.